Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Hines, and this episode is brought to you by you, our members. Without our members, this show could not become a show. Without them, we cannot produce and we cannot pay the bills to keep the lights on or servers running. You guys have been strong. A lot of you members have been since day one. I deeply appreciate that. If you want to become a member, go to otrwesterns.com and look at the membership options on the right-hand side. Not only do you get special perks where you get an extra show every week and Gunsmoke, you get strips and things like that. And coming in the near future, there's going to be some extras that you'll be seeing with our members. So definitely, if you want to become a member, go to otrwesterns.com/member. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is April 10th, 1942, and the title is Along the Oregon Trail. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for the Oregon Trail. El Silver! Hoy!
The pioneer trail to Oregon was a dangerous trail. Whoever rode it faced miles of lonely country, where marauding bands of Indians swept down from the barren hills, where bad men and buzzards waited to attack the weary traveler. Along the wagon tracks, the broken remains of burnt wheels and the tattered canvas that once covered prairie schooners were mute evidence, a constant warning to all who passed. Beware. Keep your eyes sharp and your guns loaded. There's danger on the Oregon Trail. But danger was the farthest thing from the mind of Randy Davis as he and his family prepared to start for the West.
Everything's packed. We're all ready to hit the trail. Climb aboard, Marty. Climb up, Deborah. Starting off for Oregon.
Land sakes, Randy, I forgot the spinning wheel. Come along, dear.
Yes, Mother.
Look spry there. I want to get going before the dew's off the grass.
It'll only be a minute.
So you're bound determined to go, eh, Davis?
Bound and determined, Sammy.
Mighty risky taking the Oregon Trail by your lonesome. Why don't you wait until you can join up with the wagon train?
Shucks, I've been sitting for a month now. I'm tired of waiting. If I wait any longer, I won't never get to Oregon. Besides, I got a good wagon and good horses. I can make good time. Maybe I'll meet up with the wagon train along the way. There's bound to be some of them where our trail joins the one heading out of St. Joe.
What about Injuns and outlaws?
Oh, Injuns and outlaws. I'm a good hand with a rifle. I can handle trouble. Sonny, what makes you so all-fired fearful, Freddy?
Well,
what?
Some news just come over the telegraph, Davis. Lance Kennard shot his way out of a posse. When last seen, he was riding by his horse northwest from Longmeadow using a whip and spur.
Lance Kennard.
Fastest, meanest outlaw in the West. Handles his guns like chain lightning.
Yes. Well, if Kennard's hitting northwest from Long Meadow, that means he ought to hit the Oregon Trail.
His middle name is Trouble, Davis.
He's an ornery coyote.
Sure, but slick as a fox. Got more than 20 killings to his credit. He's cold and cruel.
Here we are, Randy.
Jack wants you to already carted. I guess we're all excited, aren't we, Pa?
Well, Davis.
Put the wheel in the wagon, Deborah.
Yes, sir.
Sakes alive, what's troubling you two men? Randy, you're staring at Mr. Sutter like the two of you was playing poker.
Better think it over, Davis.
Think what over? Randy Davis, what is it? Is something wrong?
Well, Sitter, thanks for the advice, but I don't think I'll take it. It ain't one chance in a thousand. I'd never meet up with that hombre.
Meet up with who?
Never mind, Martha. Come on, up you come.
And about time, too.
Give me your hand, Debbie.
I can get up by myself, Walt.
Well, I reckon this is it.
Adios, Davis. I wish you clear skies and plenty of water along the way.
Adios to you. You get to Oregon, look yourself.
I'm not loco. I'm staying here.
Well, we ain't. We're heading west. We ain't going to stop till we get to Oregon. Goodbye. Bye, everybody. Here we go. Get up there. Get along, horses. Get up there.
The Oregon Trail. Mile after mile of lonely prairie where the rolling wheels had beaten out the track of the pioneers, where some reached their goal and others stopped along the way, died along the way. The Oregon Trail. It was night. Under the distant stars, two men were crouched beside a small fire. They heard the drumming of approaching hoofs.
Oh, steady there.
Howdy, mister.
Howdy.
Been riding a long ways? Did you come from Longmeadow?
Maybe I have.
Won't you get off your horse and come to the fire? There's a chill in the night air.
I don't notice it.
Well, there is. Hop down, we'll give you a couple of strips of bacon and some coffee. Aren't you hungry?
I always like to look over men before I move to join them.
You can see it's clear. It's your face is in the shadow. How about coming closer so they can tell what you look like?
Mind if I do. Now. How's this?
Yeah, now I can see you good. This gent with me is named Wellman. I don't know him from a hole in the ground. Just met up with him myself.
Wellman.
Howdy.
Pleasure.
My name is Graham. Been ranging out this way for Wolf. I'm a bounty hunter. Get paid for shooting the ornery critters so they won't...
Never mind all the talk. You said bounty hunter. That's enough.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my name's Graham. What's yours? I said...
I heard you. My handle is Kennard.
Kennard?
Yeah. Kennard. First name, Lance. Lance Kennard.
Well, glad you told me. I had to drag your name out of you like pulling the steer out of quicksand. Lance Kennard, huh? Glad to meet you, Mr. Kennard. Kennard. Well, you're a gunman. I seen posters up for you all over the West. You're a killer.
You asked what?
Oh, you were too fast. Didn't give me a chance.
Dumb little maverick trying to stand up against me.
You sure smoked him down, Lance.
I always do. Now speak up, Wilman. How come you were teamed up with this hombre? I told you to wait for me alone.
Oh, don't get your dander up, Lance. Could I help it if the kid come along while I was waiting for you? I couldn't tell him to vamoose, could I?
No.
No, not him. He was too all-fired friendly. And I couldn't leave myself, could I? You told me to wait right here for you. Right here, and that's what I done. Yeah, got away from the posse, huh?
Sure I did.
Gave him the slip?
Sure I did. They'll never find me. There's only one thing I'm a mite concerned about.
Yeah? What's that?
I saw a couple of riders coming toward me and didn't want them to notice me, so I pulled off the trail. They was heading for Long Meadows. I might have carried word to the posse.
You're a real smart hombre, Lance. Real smart.
Oh, I don't know.
Them two riders, why should they trouble you?
I don't know. There's something about them. It was pretty far away. One riding a paint horse and the other...
Yeah?
A white horse. The biggest white horse I ever saw.
Shucks, forget it, Lance. It ain't like you to be worried about anything.
Well, I'm not worried, Wilman. Still and all, I don't aim to wait around here. What I figure on doing is heading out along the Oregon Trail. Meet up with some pioneers, travel along with them, see?
That's all right, so long as they don't know who you are.
They won't. Just be sure you call me Lance, and that's all.
But I'll watch my tongue.
You'd better. Saddle up your horse.
Hours later, the eastern sky paled, the sun came up. In the dawn, a coyote lifted his nose and howled. And drifting down from the sky, black wings against the gray, were the buzzards. Buzzards, scavengers of the air. With the first faint glimmering of dawn, their sharp eyes had seen the sprawled figure lying motionless beside the dead embers of the fire. Now they wheeled in great arcs closer and closer. Soon they would settle to earth. The Lone Ranger and Tonto, mounted on their great horses, saw them in the sky.
That's it, Stello.
Oh, that's right. Kimasabi, what's that?
That's what they're after. That man sprawled beside that fire. Come on, Silver!
Get up, scout!
The horsemen galloped across the plains. The buzzards wheeled, their wings lifting them higher as they flew away from the lonely fire and the man sprawled on the ground.
Steady, boy.
Fire cold.
Here's the man's gun, Tonto. He dropped it.
Man not move, Kimasabi.
Lying on his face, his clothes covered with dew. That means he was shot last night. Easy, Tonto. We'll roll him over. Easy. Easy does it.
Him plenty young.
One bullet. Tonto, is he?
Me not sure. He tried to find pulse.
It looks as if he...
Kimasabi, this fella not dead. Bullet hit him plenty hard, but him still alive.
Alive?
You feel pulse.
I don't feel... Yes, Tonto. Very weak, but it's there. He is alive. But can we keep him that way?
We get blanket, cover him up, keep him warm. If we work plenty hard, maybe fella him live.
How long has it been?
We found you yesterday morning, Graham. You've been unconscious for a day and a half.
You know my name.
Your name was on your gun belt.
Tried to shoot it out with him. It was too fast on the trigger. What about Wellman? Did he get Wellman?
Wellman?
Yeah, a fellow I met. We were camping here.
You were alone when we found you.
Here. Here, you drink this.
Howdy, Injun.
You drink.
Thanks. Hey, I never thanked you for saving my life.
Not all right.
An Injun, a masked man.
I wondered when you were going to mention that.
Oh, I noticed it. A couple of days ago, I reached for my guns pronto. But after what happened the night before last, I'm getting smarter. I'm judging a man by how he acts, not how he looks. The man who shot me looked like a nice fella.
Graham, Tull and I headed from Long Meadow. We heard that a posse was
out. Hey, am I loco?
Huh? You not move.
Oh, reckon I can't, Injun. Not yet. But, mister, the hombre who shot me was Lance Kennard.
What? You're certain?
Certain, sure. He told me his name before he shot me.
He's the man the posse was after. They lost the trail. We just happened to head this way.
The worst doggone gunfighter in the West.
Graham, which way did he go?
His bullet knocked me flat, mister, and I couldn't move. But I wasn't unconscious till later. It comes back to me now. Wellman wasn't just anybody. Him and Kennard arranged this meeting here. I just moseyed in without knowing.
Which way did they go?
I heard him talking to me. He struck out that way.
Northwest. That way, Long Oregon Trail.
Yeah, Injun. They said they'd find some wagon trainer. Maybe just a single wagon. Nobody would know who they were. They'd just join up and head west.
That bad. Kennard, him plenty bad like Loco Wolf. Him make plenty trouble.
Tonto, we leave our food and some blankets here. Can Graham make out all right?
Him be all right.
Gonna leave me. You going after that skunk?
Somebody's got to, Graham.
Well, let me go with you. I'd like another crack at that.
No. You can see you're too weak to travel. You stay here, Graham.
But I'm all right.
Stay here. You've got to get your strength back.
I reckon you're right, mister. But you're taking an awful chance. Kennard is just plain poison. He wears two guns and he's faster than lightning.
Stay here and take care of yourself. One or both of us will be back for you. Ready, Tonto?
Here, Scout.
Here, Silver. Ready, big fella. Adios, Graham.
Adios.
Adios. Adios to you. And watch yourself.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
There they go. Two of them. Against Kennard and Wellman. I reckon they can handle Wellman. Kennard. I don't know. I wonder if I'm sending them to their death.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
back to our story. The ranger and Tonto headed northwest toward the Oregon Trail in search of Lance Kennard and Wellman. They moved slowly. The trail was hard to follow. In the meantime, Kennard and Wellman had pressed their horses hard. As they drew rein on a ridge, they saw a single wagon on the winding trail below them.
One wagon, Wellman.
Yeah.
Man and two women. I reckon there's nobody who knows what I look like.
Most of them that did know are dead, Kennard.
Don't call me Kennard.
I mean Lance.
That's better. Head down the slope and bid 'em hearty. Take your hands off your guns, you idiot. You want them to get suspicious right at once? Howdy.
Oh, howdy, Chance. You're glad to have company, head west.
I reckon we are. You likewise?
Yes, sir.
Yep, we're heading for Oregon.
My name's Davis, Randy Davis. This is my wife, Martha. My daughter, Deborah.
Yeah, howdy, folks.
Howdy.
I don't think I caught your names.
We didn't mention them. My name's Wellman, Mr. Davis. My partner here, his name's Lance.
Traveling all alone, huh, Mr. Davis?
Yep, she's nothing to worry about.
Nope, reckon not. A fellow's reasonably smart. Say, you don't mind if Wellman and me keep you company a while? We're heading west, too, make it more pleasant all around.
Oh, Ma, isn't that just him, Dandy? Why, you were just saying that with us having a whole chest full of gold coin, a couple more men along to help guide it. Oh, I went and said it, didn't I?
Yes, you did, Deborah. Well, I reckon there's no way to put a lock on a young girl's tongue, is there?
Gold, did she say? Gold coins?
Well, yes, I figure on buying a business when we get to Oregon.
Don't you worry one bit, Mr. Davis. Matter of fact, it's mighty fortunate for you that we happen along, isn't it, Wellman?
Why, it sure is. Don't you see, Mr. Davis? Now there's two of us beside your husband to make sure nobody steals your gold.
Yeah, Wellman's right. And as you can see, Mr. Davis, we're both wearing guns. If anything goes wrong, we can use them.
Yes, I see. I hope guns won't ever be needed. Get along, your horses. Get up.
Hello, Silver.
Hello,
Tonto. This is it. The Oregon Trail.
It take us long time to get here.
And the tracks were faint. We had to make sure.
It dark. Me not see sign of campfire.
Graham said they'd be heading west. That's the way I'm going.
What that? You not go alone.
Yes, Tonto.
I'll try to go with you.
No, Kimosabe. I allowed you to come this far because I needed you to pick up the trail in case I lost it. But Graham needs your care, Tonto. I want you to go back to him, make sure he's well.
You go alone. What happened? You meet up with Kennard and Wellman, huh?
I intend to meet them.
But that two against one. Kennard, him plenty bad.
I'll have to take my chances, Tonto. But Graham needs help. Besides, Silver's faster than Scout. I'll have to let him run his best.
And why you do that?
Because Kennard and Wellman must be far ahead of me. No telling what may happen.
I'll Tonto not like to leave you alone, Kemosabe.
You must, old friend.
Me go. Maybe find posse. Then there be someone to care for Graham. Then Tonto come back to you, Kemosabe.
We're partners, Tonto. Adios.
Hi, and good fortune ride with you. Get him up, Scout!
Adios, Kemosabe. Easy, Silver. All right, big fella, let's go.
Oh, Silver! Away!
Tonto headed back toward the wounded man. But the Lone Ranger galloped ever westward through the night. A great stallion thundering along the packed ground where the rolling wheels of the pioneers had pounded down the grassland, making a trail across the trackless country. The Oregon Trail.
I'll be right back, Ma.
Oh, it rained all day. The
Randy, what on earth did you send Deborah to get water for? Water barrel's full already.
It'll take her a few minutes to get back, Martha. I want an excuse to talk to you alone.
Randy, what on earth do you mean?
It's those two gents have been riding with us.
Lance and Wellman? Well, what about them?
Martha, I'm praying we meet up with a wagon train before something happens.
I don't understand.
If we meet a wagon train, there'll be lots of folks. These two won't dare do anything.
Do what?
We got a chest full of gold in the wagon.
Land sakes, Randy Davis. Is that what's troubling you? Why, if they'd wanted the gold, they'd have done something long ago. They've been with us two whole days.
Yes, And I didn't sleep a wink last night knowing they were around.
Then order them away.
I'm afraid to.
Oh, I declare. You must be from Loco. They seem like good enough folks.
Well, do you recollect before we started out, you and Deborah went back for the spinning wheel?
Yes.
When you come back, I've been talking to Lem Sutter.
Yes.
Remember you asked me if anything was wrong?
Why, yes, but
Martha, Lem Sutter runs a telegraph office. He just finished telling me that a gunman had escaped from a posse near Long Meadow. This gunman had headed northwest toward the Oregon Trail. His name was Lance Kennard.
Brandon, you
this
mean...
This fellow calls himself Lance. He might not be using his last name. I think it's him. And I think he's been playing cat and mouse with his just weakness chest.
You're right, Davis.
You was in the wagon all the time. You heard me.
Every word. You're dead right. I am Kennard. I'm taking that gold right now. And seeing as it's too heavy to take on horseback, I'm also taking your wagon. You and your wife and daughter will be tied up and left here.
There you are.
Oh, Randy!
I just skinned your knuckles that time, Davis. Try it again and I'll aim different. Now, unless you look forward to making a widow out of your wife, just lift your hands while I collect your gun. That's fine and dandy.
Hey, come back here!
Hey, what in thunder?
It's Deborah!
Lance!
What's the matter with you, Wellman? I told you to take care of the girl. Where'd you get that horse?
I couldn't help it, Lance. Honest, I couldn't. She must have been watching from the cottonwoods near the waterhole. When she heard the shot, she must have seen plenty and guessed the rest. That's where the horses are. Before I got to her, she was gone.
Will you, Loco, get another horse and take after her?
She took the fastest one.
Oh, I see.
That settles your hash, Kennard. Deborah's heading east. She'll bring help.
Yeah. She's got no food, no water. She can ride for days without running into anyone. No, Davis. If anyone's licked, it's her. And you. Tie him up, Wellman. I want to get my hands on that gold.
Teddy,
boys, Teddy.
Deborah, it's you. You come back.
Yes, Mash, man. More doggone outlaws roaming the Oregon Trail. I wasn't tied up like a turkey.
Here, I'll untie you, Davis.
Paul, I met this man on the trail. He's going after Kennard and Wellman.
They tied us up. They took the wagon and all the money we got in the world.
Let me untie these ropes, Ma.
There you are, Davis. You're free now.
Yes, yes, thanks. I don't savvy this. You're wearing a mask. You brought Debbie back here and set us free, and now you're going after Kennard.
Yes. How long ago did he leave?
It must be all of 3 hours.
Mrs. Davis, sometime soon a posse ought to come along this way, heading from Long Meadow. There'd be an Indian with him, an Indian named Tonto. Tell him I've gone ahead.
Indian named Tonto?
But you can't tangle those two alone. They're sudden death. Kennard's the worst gunman in the West.
Thanks, but I'll take my chances.
Then I'm going with you.
Suit yourself, Davis, but
I... nothing. Bruce has got his wind back now. I'm going with you.
Very well. Into the saddle, then. Here, Silver.
Oh, there, Steady.
Gather your reins. We're going to cover ground. Come on, Silver.
Get up there, Bruce.
An Indian named Tonto. And that man called the white horse Silver.
Ma, he's a brave man, isn't he?
Yes, Deborah.
Even if he is an outlaw, he's a brave man. But Pa hasn't got any guns. That masked man's the only one that's armed. He hasn't got a chance. Not against Kennard.
Deborah? That man's no outlaw. He's the Lone Ranger.
It was hours later. In spite of the great distance he had covered, Silver was still fresh and tireless. It was Davis' horse that was worn out. Because of this, the two men had to travel slower. Meanwhile, the posse had found Graham. Two men were left to care for him, and the posse passed onward. Tonto met them a short distance from the Oregon Trail and led them back so that when Randy Davis looked back over the top of the ridge, he saw the posse coming.
Look back. Here comes the posse.
There ahead of us, Davis, is your wagon. I want you to wait here for the posse. I'm going after those men alone.
Sure, we'll wait for... What's that? You're going alone?
Yes.
Mister, you're loco. The posse will clean them out in no time.
Davis, listen to me.
Oh, there.
The posse attacks. Kennard and Wellman will shoot it out. It's open country and a lot of honest men will be killed before the outlaws are caught. I go in alone. They'll let me get close before they open fire.
Maybe so. When they do start shooting at you, finish.
I've been against odds before. You tell the posse to wait here until it's over. Come on, Silver!
Whoever he is, he sure got nerve. I wouldn't take that chance, not for $1,000,000. Hold on! Reina! Hold on, fellas!
Who's that hombre that just rode away?
That last friend. Him go after bad men alone.
Listen, Injun. That was the way he wanted it. He said there'd be less shooting if he took care of himself.
Look, them stop wagon. Them see him. Come.
Who is that, hombre? He gives me the willies.
He's got his hands at his sides, and he's walking his horse.
Yeah, I see him.
Should I shoot, pick him off?
No. No, never mind the rifle. Let him come. He's alone.
All right, mister, that's close enough. I said that's enough. Stand there.
Kennard, might as well give up right now.
Nobody takes Lance Kennard. Nobody.
Look at his eyes behind that mask.
Drop that gun, Wellman. Drop it.
Don't come any closer, mister. I'm warning you.
Kennard, you're a gunfighter. You're a bully and a coward. I'm calling you, Kennard.
Nobody can talk to me like that.
I'm talking to you like that. I'm calling you, Kennard. Reach for your guns.
I'll kill you.
Reach for your guns.
You can't bluff me. All right, I will drop. My hand.
The only thing that's hurt is your pride. What about you, Wellman?
No. I got my hands up high, mister. You shot the gun right out of Lance's fist. I'm coming peaceable.
All right, Wellman. Hey! Come and get them!
Yeah, mister, I never seen anything like it. You sure made Kennard eat humble pie.
Sutter, you'll see if they get to jail.
I sure will, mister. Sling a rope around those hombres, boy.
All right.
He must have you. Posse, leave men to take care of Graham. Him get better.
Good. And our work here is done, Tonto. It's time for us to travel. Steady, Silver.
Get up, Scal. Come on, Silver.
Who was that masked chap? He beat me the draw. Nobody ever did that before.
He sure did, Kennard. He shoved your reputation right down your throat. Captured the two of you single-handed.
Well, who was he?
You might as well know now as later, Kennard. That masked man who faced you down was the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Yeah. There's nobody in the West can stand up against him, Kennard. Not even you.
Well, doggone my hide. It looks like we'll get to Oregon after all.
Just Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.